town is like an island in a sea of weeds, an interstate. Been shipwrecked here my whole damn life. My parents think the place is great.
My grandma told me stories about dancing on the ocean shore.
Is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Sidewalk Driver, and now we're here in the studio with Fidel.
Hey man, what's up? How's everything?
I'm not sure. Can you hear that again?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, cool. Hey,
you're
what's
on
up?
The air now.
Oh, I am.
What's up with that?
Can I say hi to my mom?
Yes.
She's listening tonight. No, seriously. 76 years old. She listens to On the Town with Mikey
D.
Go,
Mom.
That's
yeah.
right.
All moms should. That's
right.
Why we're a family outfit here.
Exactly.
We follow the rules.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, the FCC rules.
Oh, the FCC yeah. rules for sure.
Yeah. And sure. and the Tufts University rules.
Those two.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, cool.
Everything else, you know, is free form.
Okay.
And it is a free form station.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so what about Raul? Are you guys going to tour with Raul, you know?
No, we are not. I think he's going to stay put, and we're going to kind of stay put in our neck of the woods here.
So basically, you guys were like, all right, it's, you know, getting on in years, and, you know, we're going to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to give up the dictatorship, and you know,
it's pretty much what happened. Rock and roll had its calling.
Yeah,
we decided to cut loose, come north.
Do you ever shave the beard?
I didn't even know that he was a dictator. I thought he was like a baseball player.
He was a baseball player
yeah.
before he was a dictator.
Yeah, I think you just stopped watching TV when he was a baseball player.
Yeah, and like I stopped watching TV in the like mid 50s.
Mid 50s, perfect, perfect. You got the beard.
I guess I missed a little bit.
Yeah, just a touch.
That
a
guy touch. Grew up to be a dictator?
Well, yeah, that crazy. Guy, you know? Yeah. That happens. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Huh. I never knew he was in the dictator. It's a good band.
Yeah,
exactly, right?
It's just a hobby for me.
That's right.
Magic Fidel.
Yeah. Magic Fidel.
Yeah, so you guys have a gig that you guys want to tell people about.
Yeah, Mark, what are we doing up in the Salem's lot up there?
North yes, Mark, Shore. What are we doing
we're,
in the Salem?
We're bringing rock and roll to the masses at Kodo.
Oh, nice.
Salem.
A little sushi and a little rock and roll?
A little sushi, rock and roll, some beers.
Sweet.
Did you say masses?
Huh?
You said masses. Masses.
The masses.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping.
to the mass. To the big...
to the Massachusetts.
To the big pulsing mass lying in the middle of the floor. At,
exactly.
Kodo, which is all the sushi rice sitting... all over the place. But yeah, so that's 420, right?
Yeah, it's Friday, April 20th, up in Kodo. And who are we playing with?
Buxton Cliff and Das Muerte.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Das Muerte, they're pretty awesome. Their guitar player shreds, man.
I have not seen them yet.
I have not either.
Well, when you see...
That's what the blank stare was. I'm like,
yeah, when you see the guitar player, you're going to be like, what?
What just happened?
What's he doing? And you'll be like, can you like slow that down so we can no,
it's at full speed
like,
all the time.
I saw this instruction video that Flea did where he didn't do any instruction, he just played and talked to Rivers Cuomo. No, it was River Phoenix, one of those guys.
One of those guys.
Yeah,
is he still alive?
It was Rivers Phoenix. Maybe
was it Lake Bell?
He died a couple times.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Anyway. At some point in the video, it's either Rivers Phoenix or Rivers Cuomo, one of those guys.
Billy Ocean?
One of those guys. He asks Flea, what did you just do? And Flea says, I have no idea. And then he just keeps playing.
He just keeps going.
Yeah.
That guy plays a mean trumpet, too.
The other cool thing that he does is he has this like thing called a Mutron 3 that's like a... envelope follower.
Oh, those things are crazy.
And he just says,
what is that?
He says, oh, this is cool, man. And it's like a Bootsy Collins kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a pedal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Does that work on drums too? What do you think? Should we get one?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No. The only pedal you get is a kick drum pedal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think you can only use like triple pedals on drums.
Oh, no. I'm a single pedal guy.
I think I saw a picture of like a triple pedal.
Oh, they do make one, yeah.
Find some, like, quadruple... Like
I don't know what quintuplet. You would do with that.
Oh, the dualist pedal, yeah. That thing is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we're playing in April. We got a little bit of time off in between now and then before the show, and we're going to just kind of tune everything up and make sure things are cool. And
Tuning?
We're going to tune now.
It takes like a...
We're going to tune now for the show.
That's
April.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. You never can tune too often.
Yeah.
Especially in between songs.
Right. Well,
to make everybody wait.
Of the old timers, like the ones who you know, remember the baseball career, they...
Yes.
They Cigars say, too. Like, what has ruined rock and roll is not any of... It's not condos. It's not anything else. It's people stopping and tuning between every song.
Big no-no for...
No,
I'm not a fan of that either.
So I just play out of tune.
Or just grab
that's
another guitar.
Roll, yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what... It's one of the things that we talked about is when we're throwing this thing together is when we get out and play a show, like, are we going to stop in between songs or what? And we're all three of us were like,
nope.
Nah,
no. And
nope.
I mean, the other thing that everybody does is... You know, throw out the name of the song and what it's about, and no one cares what our
unless
song
you're,
no,
called. Nobody unless cares. You're Jonathan about. Richman, you right. shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's VH1 Storytellers.
A story. Yeah. That's the worst thing.
There's a good
thing.
One with Johnny Cash.
A story about
Willie
the
Nelson.
Song that I've never that's heard and one. Don't care about.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, talking in between songs is not our thing. We kind of want to just play our songs and.
That and we're terrible at banter. So.
Exactly.
Get up and get off.
Yeah, yeah and people right. people will be like, these guys probably don't even know Spanish. Like, what is this? Yeah.
That's true. We've lost the whole Spanish accent.
Yeah, good disguise.
We've gone underground a little bit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They'll never find you.
Never no. once. You know, so come up north and this is what we do.
Do you guys still get into, like, the vintage cars, though, you know, to remind
oh,
you? Yeah.
Oh, I love the vintage cars.
I love the vintage cars, too. Although vintage golf carts, I hear, are a new thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, you can get a golf cart that looks like a vintage Bentley. I saw a picture of this the other day.
We do love a lot of that. I don't let anybody leave my house.
No.
No. Once you come to my house, you can't leave. I don't let anybody leave my house.
I hope you have enough, like, you know, refrigeration for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a lot. Yeah. Like 7 or 8 fridges in there.
Perfect. NK rations.
Yeah. Yeah. Filled with meat.
So you can just mock vegans?
That's right. Right. Meat cigar. They're actually meat cigars. They're just this ground beef in the cigars that we smoke those occasionally on holidays.
Fantastic.
Well, every day is a holiday, if you ask me. You know?
That's right.
You can Google it. It's a holiday. You know, it's national like cupcake day or whatever. Whoa, cupcakes!
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a day off for a cupcake.
I take a day off. I take 2 days off for a cupcake.
What about a meat cupcake?
Then I'm out for a week.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Would the little wrapper be intestine, like a sausage casing?
Oh, yeah. Then you could eat the whole thing.
Look
at that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's very economical.
Yeah, I think that's a very green way of going about these meat cupcakes.
Yes, but what do you frost the meat cupcake with?
Lard.
I was thinking
mayo, but yeah, lard.
Crisco.
Some combination of
eggs and vinegar and oil.
And fat.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a good way to get rid of all the evidence is just eat it all.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing. You don't waste anything.
Nope.
Right. So when we get the recording of the show, we can eat that. Is there anything we want to remove the evidence of? It might be that.
I wonder if you can make like edible, you know, download.
Like, wafers.
Communion wafers, but you know, you have a download code on it.
Edible USB.
Remember those Topps baseball cards? They used to have the piece of gum in them.
Piece of gum in it? I remember the ones.
You remember the really stale gum?
Oh, yeah.
Could you could you put your download card printed on the gum? And so then once you download it, you can kind of, it's like.
Or the gum is actually a USB drive. So you stick the flash drive, so you stick the gum into the USB slot, yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, then people would try to eat the gum.
Yeah,
and then there'd be lawsuits, and then they'd find out about, you know, where Fidel came from. And,
we don't need them.
And that would burst our bubble.
That would totally burst our bubble. Sure.
Sorry.
So, plans for like new recordings?
Always.
Yeah. Besides tonight.
You
did record tonight.
Yeah. We did?
Yeah.
There's evidence?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Evidence.
Oh, boy.
We've got a couple more songs. We've got a couple in the set that we haven't recorded yet, so we're looking at that, and then we've got a couple new ones in the hopper.
Actually, you just did.
Yeah. The very first song in the set there. We're working on that. We got a couple new ones that we've been writing, and some that have been kicking around for a long time that we never really got into playing live, but they're kind of ready to be recorded. And it's a little bit different for us. It's less sort of the straight kind of punk rock stuff, and a little bit more interesting, I think.
Everybody definitely.
But there's a little bit of more, a little bit of 80s feel in some of that stuff. So we'll see how it comes out. Luckily, we have a professional audio engineer in the band who gives us tips.
Mark does a nice job with all the recordings.
I just cook tips. That's
fantastic.
They're fantastic tips.
It's a very...
very meaty.
Very meaty. It's also a DIY. Do it yourself. I always mess that up.
Yeah, you usually say DIY.
DIY, yeah. Do your itself. Yeah, it's a very DIY process when we record. Most everything's done in the space, so.
The practice space, yeah.
Practice space, do a couple of takes of everything, maybe a couple overdubs. We'll overdub some of Dave's vocals, some of Mark's vocals, and then we'll call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty organic.
Yeah, I kind of like it when...
kind of like that meat cupcake.
The organic beef cigars.
I like those producers that make you do like 15 or 20 takes, and then they just take the first one.
Yeah. I had the most energy.
I might be that guy.
Well, what it is they want you frustrated when you do the first take for the next song.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Well, I mean, you bring up if you're doing a punk record or a metal record, you want that ferocity in it, you know? Because that angst actually translates. You know, it's like if you're doing a really ferocious metal record, it's like turn off the air conditioning in the studio. that would get people pretty frustrated pretty quick.
Like when Tio Macera would like get in fist fights with Miles Davis right before they recorded.
Right. Yeah. That tension sparks crazy good energy, and something comes out of it because it's like, you know what, I'm going to show this guy out.
It's emotion.
Play this.
Yeah.
It's totally emotion.
You can feel it, yeah.
You know? But so that's
good. That's why we've taken up MMA fighting with each other before every gig.
Yeah.
So we have that energy.
I had one guy ask me to punch him in the face before a vocal session before.
Really?
That wasn't, that was weird. I didn't do it. I didn't think it was, wasn't Dave.
Okay. I would not ask you to punch me in the face.
Might have been somebody else we know. Not really.
Was it one of those guys who was like, go ahead, take a punch?
No, you want to get a good vocal. It was a hardcore band.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
You know.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, you know, get a little angry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you rip through your vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Seemed to work out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What if you damaged his mouth? Then how would he get through the vocals?
It would sound even better. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It would sound exactly the same.
Yeah, it would sound exactly the same.
That works for Tom Waits. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, yeah. Joe Cocker was also like that. You know, gargle some razor blades before you go on stage. But he seemed to make a career out of it.
Yeah.
We haven't figured that one out yet.
Making a career out of this?
What?
Gargling razor blades.
Or a gargling razor blades.
Well, either one. I think either one would probably get you someplace.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah,
if America's Got Talent, you'd probably go
You
on
could
that.
At least join the Jim Rose Circus.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd hang out with Mr. Lifto.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's remind folks of the North Shore gig.
Yes. Salem, Kodo, 420.
Sushi, rock and roll.
Be there.
And the other bands? Remind.
Oh, yeah.
The other bands.
And
Das Muerte.
Those other guys.
Insane guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Bucks and Cliff. They're so going to hit me for that.
Yeah, they are. And we might, too, after this.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Fidel, say hi to Raul.
How we will.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Where the Ground is Rust with Needles from The Milling Gowns. Before that, Mimosa from Plumeray, Names on Walls from Milligram, and now it's Test Meat. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org and learn more. We'll be right back.
find it in you what you've been wishing on. I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kiss is meant to me.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Fool from Carissa Johnson. Before that, Cannonball from Quintain Americana. Before that, Permanent Festival from Test Meat. And now we're going to hear some Gen Vix.